This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
You are listening to The Arenality on ORFM. Kia ora everyone, tēnā katoa katoa, no Malaysia oku tipuna, I te mai oku tipuna ki Aotearoa I te Taurua Mano Iwa, I tipu ake au ki Sungai Petani me Otipoti, e noho ana au ki Otipoti, ko tēnei taku mihi ki ngā tangata whenua o te rohe nei, ko Anija toku mama, ko Aizal toku papa, ko Adam Akif me Alisa toku teina me te tuahine, ko Faris toku tane, ko Arina toku ingoa, e mahi ana au hei tūhono hapori me kai ruruku rangatahi ki te reo irirangi putanga ki Otipoti. No reira, tēnā kātou katoa. Kia ora everyone. Welcome back to The Arenality, a show on cultural identities of women in Aotearoa, New Zealand. It has been a while since I am here alone talking to all of you. We've had a few interviews before, and I'll just share what we've had in the last few weeks. So last week and the weeks before, we had interviews with Richa Berde, a friend of mine. We talked about what it's like being an only child. We also talked about gender roles in India. And before that, we had some conversations with Amira, my friend who's from Egypt, and we talked about her story on belonging and also what it was like working in Saudi Arabia as a woman. That was a really interesting one as well. And also had a chat with Niroshini, a Sri Lankan mother. And we talked about motherhood and what it was like being a migrant mother and growing kids here in Palmerston and also in Dunedin. And all of those podcasts are available on ORFM. You can find it on our website, or.org.nz. You can also find the episodes on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So that is what has happened in the last 6 weeks, and I'm giving you a recap because I have actually been away from work for a while. And why? Because I actually went back to Malaysia to visit my family. So for those of you who don't know, my home is Malaysia. I was born there and I came to New Zealand when I was 10. And I went back to Malaysia, and then I came back for my university. And the last time I was back home was back in 2018, which was a while ago. So it was like 5 years since I haven't been home, which was a very big deal for me because I really wanted some family time and some culture time. I feel like I have been... I feel very... I was away for so long that it felt normal to be in New Zealand. And when I went back, it just felt like, oh, this is what I forgot, you know? So I think today what I'll talk to you about is homesickness. And that's definitely something I've been feeling a lot more this couple of days. It's only been a week since I came back, so... I'm still trying to make myself feel okay again. I don't know what's the opposite of homesickness, because I think it's something that you experience, right? Even though life is okay. But I think what I've been needing was to find, to get my habits in New Zealand back on track again, because I was away for so long, like a month. So I kind of forgot what life was like here and like my daily routine and everything. So let's talk about my trip back home. It was really nice. It was really warm. It was 37 degrees, which was too hot, by the way. But I kind of forgot how hot it was. So the first time we landed in Singapore, I could already feel the heat, which was very scary for me and my partner, who was with me as well. But I was really happy to feel the heat and also to smell everything. Because it was humid, you can actually smell the air, because in New Zealand, it's not humid, so you don't really smell much. So that was nice. And just being back home, there were so many senses that I forgot about, like I could hear people speaking in my native language as I walked through the town. And also, like, we went to some supermarkets and I could hear people speak, and it's my language, because that I haven't felt that way for so long here in New Zealand. Like, when you hear someone speaking Malay in New Zealand, like, oh, okay, they're Malay, you know, but it's very rare that that happens. So that was nice, you know, just hearing all the sounds, because there's so many people there, things get very loud. And also, I remember during the first 2 days, we went during Ramadan. So Ramadan is a special month for Muslims. It's a holy month where we fast, and also we are very focused in our religious activities and faith that, you know, it's a special time for us. And we are also preparing for Eid, which is on the last day of Ramadan, after Ramadan. It's Eid, which is the next month, and it's like a celebration for us for completing a whole month of fasting. And because we went back during the last week of Ramadan, people were very busy. Everyone was preparing for Eid in terms of cooking, and also making sure that they have their house ready, because basically you make sure your house is in order, and also it's, you know, nice and clean for people to visit. You also do a lot of shopping then, because that's when you wear your best clothing, because it's important that we feel happy during the day. So that's like part of celebrating Eid, just to wear nice clothing as well. So because we came back during the last few days of Ramadan, things were very busy. We went to the bazaar. The bazaar is a place where people sell food every evening, so that we have that during our fast breakfast and iftar, if that's the word. And I don't know, I feel like I haven't been home for Bazaar Ramadan and also for Eid for so long. The last time I spent Eid with my family was in 2017. So it was so nice to be back. And just to hear, just to see how people practice their traditions and also their customs there. Like, I realized that there were so many slangs that I forgot about. And also Malaysia, we are polite, so there are ways that we communicate with each other, and it's also different. It depends on how where you are in society in terms of your age. For example, if someone is just a bit older than me, and she's a woman as well, I will call her Ka. Ka really means sister. And if they are a man, I'd say Abang, which is brother. But if they are much older, it's either Makcik or Pakcik. So yeah, there's like those things that I forgot about, because in New Zealand, I don't think that's appropriate to call someone by their age. And I think that's just a difference in culture, because in Malaysia we the level of respect means we acknowledge them for being older than us, and we respect them for having more knowledge and all that. Yeah. So that's something that I realized I forgot about before I went back. And I remember the first time I saw a lizard on the ceiling. That was very fun. So we have a lot of lizards in Malaysia. We call it cicak. And because there's so many lizards, we also have a superhero movie made by a Malaysian. It was viral a long time ago, but it's called Cicak Man, which was one of the best movies I've ever watched as a kid, because it's basically a local Malaysian superhero. It's just like Spider-Man, but it's Cicak Man, which is like Lizard Man. So it was a really good movie. I really recommend that if you are looking for a Malaysian movie to watch. I hope there's subtitles. But yeah, there's lots of friends as well that I wish I could have met, but because of timing restrictions, I couldn't meet everyone. But I'm so happy that I got to be there and just appreciate my culture, because I think I forgot how beautiful it is. Just being in New Zealand for so long, you just tend to forget what your culture is like. But only when you go there and you step inside it and you're surrounded by your culture, that's when I realized that, there's so many things about my culture that's very different to New Zealand culture that I just miss, that I just don't remember about. Yeah. So I have a few, so this episode, I thought we'd talk about homesickness, because it's something that I'm experiencing myself, but also I know that there are people out there who are feeling homesick as well. They might just come back from a holiday, or you may have just arrived from wherever you came from to New Zealand and you are feeling homesick, or you've lived here for all your life and suddenly you do feel homesick. So just want to give some tips, and also not just for you, but for myself as well, just to reassure us that, you know, it's going to be okay. Because, you know, in this day and age, it's not so far away. You know, you can literally access your family from your phone. There's always ways to be in touch with them, even though you're not physically there. But I do recommend that, you know, you visit home once in a while if you do feel homesick, because I just feel so much better now. I just feel more like myself. So let's talk about homesickness if you're missing home. So the first step is to stay connected. So now, because we live in a era where technology has overtaken us, we can just contact them via video calls or even letters. And I highly recommend letters. I still do that, and it's my love language. I sent letters to my friends in New Zealand while I was in Malaysia, postcards and all that. I think it's such a important thing to support as well, because not many people are doing it anymore, unfortunately. The thing about text messaging is that it's very instant. You can do it anytime. And you're always connected with that person. But if you're writing letters to them, there's that anticipation where you wait, and, you know, it's more slow living, and you kind of pause your life as you focus on writing for them instead of just typing while you're in the bus, you know, while you're doing something else. But yeah, I highly recommend writing letters, but also you can just video call your family and stay updated with them about their lives. I have a really big family, so I really want to try connect with all my cousins. I've got like 20 cousins, and it was so nice to spend time with all of them. Some of the little ones as well, and also the big ones. Okay, so the next part of dealing with homesickness is embracing cultural activities. So if there are like cultural activities or local communities in your area, for example, if you are from the Pakistan community, there's the Dunedin Pakistan Society that is new, by the way. You can also find those groups on Facebook, or hopefully you know at least someone from your culture who lives in Dunedin or elsewhere, wherever you live in New Zealand. It's so important that we have at least a friend who is from our cultural background, because it's just different, you know. You can have as many international friends as you want, but it's just nice to have a Malaysian friend with me, because you just have the insight and inside jokes, and also the background knowledge of where you're coming from, and also the cultural significance on things as well. So if you do have a society or association or all that, make time to join and participate, especially if there's like a celebration, for example, if there's Eid or there's like a national day. Just it's important to stay connected wherever you are. You can also cook if you like cooking, or you can find Malaysian dishes or your local culture dish, by the way. There isn't a Malaysian restaurant in Dunedin, unfortunately. I'm still very sad about that. But I am blessed to have a partner who can cook. So it's really nice to have, you know, people in the house who is willing to learn and also cook Malaysian dishes for me. And also, like, I try to cook as well. So it's really nice. I highly recommend finding recipes from your culture. You can also ask your family members back home if they have any family recipes they can share. So that's a really nice thing to have as well, just to appreciate the local cuisine wherever you are. The next one is surrounding yourself with reminders of home. And I think this is something I've been doing a lot as well. When I came back, I had a chat with my friend Angi. And I don't know if you know, if you don't know her, Angi is literally my best friend. She's from West Papua. She has been on the show for a while. If you find Angi's story on body image, I think we had that conversation. We also had a few conversations about her home in Papua. But yeah, I had a chat with her and we talked about how, you know, I'm feeling really homesick because she just came back from Papua as well, and just wanted some advice on how I can deal with it, because I was just crying for the first few days. She said, do things that remind you of your culture. So I was really thinking about that question, and I realized that, what makes me Malaysian? So I think the biggest thing I've done this week is eating with my hands during my lunch break. Because before this, I've been feeling quite shy about it. You know, I've been using a spoon and fork, because that's what's available to me. But actually, I grew up eating with my hands. We wash our hands, of course, and we just eat rice with our hands. And that's very normal to me, and it makes me very Malaysian to do that. But because I work here, I don't know why, I just don't try to eat with my hands. But now, I am. And I'm very proud of myself. I feel more connected to my culture in a way. I feel like I'm myself, and I'm not afraid to show that to people. So I think that's one of the things I did for my own self, and it relates to how I eat. And because different cultures eat in different ways, you know, some people use chopsticks, some people use spoons, some people don't use any of that, they use your hands. So it's very interesting to be able to do that here in New Zealand. And I just wish I knew that and I did that earlier. I also, you know, one of the tips as well to deal with homesickness is to decorate your space with items that remind you of home, and like photographs, artworks and stuff. I am very big on art. So me and my partner, when we were in Malaysia, we actually did batik painting. So in Kuala Lumpur, there is a Sintra market, but in Malay we call it Pasar Seni, which literally means art market. So it has batik painting. So batik is like I don't know how to explain that, but it's an art. It's a form of art where it uses wax and dye on a cloth, and it's just really, like, if you search batik, B-A-T-I-K, you can see how it's very distinguished to other forms of art. So me and my partner, we did that, and I'm very happy that it looked really well. And we brought the canvas home, and now we display it in our living space, and it will forever be a memory of Malaysia, and I'm very happy that we did that. We also decorated the house with some Malaysian decorations. For example, there's like twin tower card holder thing. There's also a mama corner, and mama is like a Malaysian stall, night stall, a restaurant where we have our local dishes there. So, you know, there's so many ways to appreciate your culture by displaying it in our home. And I think it's so important that we do that. So we are constantly being reminded of it, that it's not so far away. The next thing that, you know, talking about homesickness, it's so important that we seek support if you feel like your homesickness if you feel like your homesickness is a little bad and you know your limit. Like, it's so important that you seek support. There are so many ways to do that. If you're feeling anxious about it, you can text 1737. That's a national helpline for to communicate with someone, a counselor, and that's for New Zealanders. You can also talk to your family members or any of your friends who you trust and who might be feeling the same way as well. So just don't keep it to yourself. Talk about it, which is why I'm talking about it today. I just feel like it's so important that we normalize homesickness, even though you've been here for so long and everything feels normal. But the moment you come back and you just feel really sad, and, you know, homesickness is very normal. It's something that lots of people go through, and which is why we have to keep talking about this. It is a very common experience for people who live away from their countries. So it's good for us to find some coping strategies, especially if you can't go home straight away. One thing that helps with homesickness is to plan another trip, and also to save money for another trip. I think that's something me and my partner have been working on. I think we are feeling very hopeful for our next trip. So there's always something to look forward to in life, and that's one of them. Yeah, so that is all I have for you today. I hope you enjoyed this conversation. It's very close to me, so thank you for listening. I hope that you enjoyed that. Hopefully, we'll see you next week. And if you want to find more podcasts, you can find it on ORFM. Kia ora. Thank you.
That is the end of today's episode. Thanks for tuning in to ORFM Dunedin, Radio Kanepas in Hawke's Bay, Wellington Access Radio, Plains FM in Christchurch, Free FM in Hamilton, and Coast Access Radio in Horowhenua and Kapiti. Thanks to our international listeners who are tuning to the podcast as well. You can find more of the Arenalities podcast on oar.org.nz, Spotify or Apple Podcasts. If anyone would like to be in touch, feel free to email aizalarina@gmail.com. You can also follow me on my Instagram @arinaaizal. Otherwise, I'll see you in the next episode. Bye!
You've been listening to The Arenality on RFM.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.